expectant mothers on the Sunshine Coast wanting to give birth at home will soon be able to through the public system. The Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service will be the first health service in Queensland to operate publicly funded home births. Health, Nursing and Midwifery Service Director Keppel Schaefer says the service will only be offered to women who have a low-risk pregnancy.
Our Sunshine Coast community of maternity consumers particularly have been very keen to have birth at home an option for women seeking care publicly. We already have home births happening on the Sunshine Coast through privately practicing midwives, but very exciting for the community to be able to choose home birth as a publicly funded option.
Killed by cruelty. That's how staff at the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital have described the death of Atticus, the carpet python. The snake was brought to the hospital after it had been intentionally shot with an air rifle 10 times. Vets say x-rays show the pellets still lodged inside his body, with one embedded deep in his spine. Atticus also suffered a fractured skull. His injuries were too severe for staff to save him. Wildlife Warriors is encouraging people to report cases of illegal acts against wildlife to Crime Stoppers. The community is being asked to have its say on a proposal to build a car museum at Palmer Coolum Resort. Clive Palmer wants to build the attraction on the resort grounds, which would be 22 metres high and house hundreds of vintage and collectible cars and motorbikes. Community group Development Watch has indicated it plans to oppose the application based on the proposal's height and scale. The public notification period is open until December 11. Police have collected CCTV from homes around Ballara Drive in Karramundi after a teenage boy suffered stab wounds during an altercation at a nearby park on Wednesday night. The 16-year-old suffered wounds to his arms and hip and remains in Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Police say there are multiple people assisting with their investigation. However, no arrests have been made at this stage. And a number of local tourism businesses will go up against the best tonight at the Queensland Tourism Awards. Winners will be announced across 31 categories. Last year, local winners were Pelican Boat Hire, Bly Bly House Luxury Accommodation and RACV Noosa Resort.